Let's get to George, or sorry, Charles. I wanted to get this call in. Charles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
This should be interesting. What's going on?
It says crazy take alert. What's your take?
Has anybody looked at the money line bet? Because the money line bet on that game had the Lions at -9.5 and the Commanders at 5.5 plus.
Your point?
My point is they lost by 14. What's 9-5? 14. They were paid to lose.
Oh.
So let's stop following the Lions. Let's do something better, like support our military, get the homeless off the street. I'm sick and tired of this stuff. They get the city hyped up, and everybody gets let down. They're doing it for the money. They're laughing their way to the bank.
I think there's a lot of Lions fans that can do both. Support our military and try and solve all that ails society, along with rooting for the Lions. And I don't think that the Lions threw this game for a betting line.
Yeah, they did. They threw the game. They threw it. I'm not going to feel sorry one bit. I'm getting rid of my Lions stuff before the week is out.
Don't let the door hit you.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
He's obviously going Lions free.
I sat back because I wanted to know if you were going to go off on that guy. There's
no point going off on that.
Insulting is what that is.
It's just dumb.
A caller like that is why I say belief is a choice. And he can choose to believe that.
And in your defense, you did tell me this guy has a crazy take. You even said you do not have to take this phone call. But
it's so bizarre. I'm not going to waste my energy going off on a guy that is an outlier and just bizarre.
But John, 9+5.
He was right there. It does equal 14.
But that's not how any of that works.